7 degrees here in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:04. Governor Bill Lee is giving clemency to a man who is sentenced to life without parole. Thomas Clardy will be released from prison in a few weeks, as reported by the Tennessean. Earlier this year, the state's parole board recommended a full exoneration, saying it appears Clardy is innocent. The news outlet says that an assistant district attorney in the conviction review unit reached a similar conclusion. Clardy's conviction was overturned in 2023. A judge ruled he didn't have adequate defense attorneys. He went free for 2 years, but the state's attorney general appealed, arguing his defense was adequate. And the court sided with the AG. He went back to prison last year. The governor stopped short of a full pardon. Lee's office announced he did pardon dozens of other people. As the debate heats up about surveillance cameras, Nashville's mayor says the city council is unlikely to implement a system-wide program. Nationally, Flock cameras, which are automated license plate readers, have met growing resistance. And while there are technically some of these cameras in use around Nashville, they have not been implemented by the police department. That would require approval by the Metro Council, which Mayor Freddie O'Connell told our Daily Show is unlikely.
I will say this. I do not see a pathway to get anything approved in our Metro Council anytime in the near future.
The current Metro Council has been resistant to rubber stamping police surveillance programs. It has rejected proposals for Fusus, a technology that integrates video footage, and enacted guardrails for future surveillance programs. Williamson County's public hospital is one step closer to becoming an Ascension St. Thomas facility. The Nashville Business Journal reports the hospital board is working on a letter of intent with Ascension St. Thomas. St. Thomas is one of the largest hospital companies in the country. It owns 90 hospitals across 16 states. Last month, Ascension pitched buying the community-owned hospital for